Number 151 from November of 2018, Let Them Play. Most of you know that I like sports. I played a lot of sports when I was younger, and now I enjoy watching sports. Our oldest grandson, Caleb, is playing high school football again this year, and we've made some trips to Fort Wayne to watch him play. Before we went to see the last game that Caleb played, his mother told us that he was quite nervous because he knew Grandpa was coming to watch him and he needed to play well. I was gratified that it made a difference to him that I was coming and that he wanted to do well for my sake, but I hoped that he didn't think that I was coming to be critical of him. I hoped that he wasn't pressured into thinking that he was going to get a scorecard from me on every little thing that he did wrong. Apparently, he gets enough of those from his dad after every game. His dad tends to tell him how he should have made his cuts sooner, how he needs to keep his hands down until the last second, and how he should concentrate, and so on. It seems more difficult for parents to just let their children play and have fun than it is for grandparents. Parents are invested in having their children succeed and maybe get a scholarship to keep those college costs down. Grandparents have the luxury of just enjoying what the kids are doing. Grandparents have the time to listen to what the grandchildren are saying. They have the life experience to realize that life is short, and if you can have a good time with sports or any other activities, then that's good enough. Grandparents know that only one out of about every 600,000 kids is going to go on to be a professional athlete. So enjoy your time in sports while you're in school and don't worry about being perfect. As much as I enjoy sports, I am aware that sport is becoming an all-consuming phenomenon in our culture. It even got so extreme that we couldn't seem to find the time to have confirmation class because the kids had either volleyball or softball or baseball tournaments on Sunday mornings. It has come to be viewed as all-important. I think that there are a lot of good values that can come from sports, such as teamwork, sacrifice, hard work, and having fun. But that doesn't always happen either. I remember coaching Little League Baseball when my son Clint was young. There was a coaches' meeting to deal with the behavior of coaches when the umpire made what they considered a bad call. I suggested that maybe the easiest way to deal with this is for each coach to simply decide before the season started that they were not going to argue any calls with the umpires because it usually doesn't change them anyway, and the calls generally even out over the course of a game. And the other coaches just looked at me like I had two heads and said, "Well, you can't do that. If it's a bad call, you're going to have to say something. You can't stop yourself." I responded that if a coach isn't in control of his emotions well enough to make a decision to not argue, maybe coaching is not for him, because what was that teaching the boys? There is enough negativity in the world without adding more. Besides, it always works better to praise what our children are doing right than to wait and jump on them when they are doing something wrong. Our children want to please us if they have any respect for us at all. We have a sign that hangs on the wall in our house that says, "Nothing improves a child's hearing like praise." Even the Lord himself likes to be praised. I'm going to another of my grandson's games tonight. I will remind myself to forget about anything that he does wrong, praise what he does right, and let him have fun with a good game.